Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Wrangler Jeans and Shirts brings you performance number two of the All Nations Indian Relay Championships, sanctioned by the Professional Indian Horse Racing Association. For performances, there will be $112,000 up for grabs come the end of the championship day on Sunday, September 25th. In heat race number one in the All Nations Indian Relay Championships, it was Real Bird Bucking Horses of Crow Agency Montana with rider Goldman Real Bird, your winner. Warrior Race, where the contenders run 100 yards and then jump on a horse, saw Chris Cole from Mountain River in Lodgepole, Montana, Crow Nation, win the Warriors Race. Relay Team, heat race number two, it was Mountain River, Nakota White Clay Team, winning it, representing their hometown of Lodgepole, Montana. Che Chaz Shambo was your rider. In the Maidens Race, a half-mile, one-lap race, Autumn Charges Strong of the Crow Nation won it, representing Team Bull That Shows. In the three-horse, three-lap, heat race number three, Colville 12 Tribe from Omak, Washington won it. They won two races in two nights, the GM Express. Congratulations, rider Riley Prescott and his three team members. The Chiefs Race is a mounted start, one-lap half-mile race saw Rico Cortez from Lakota Warpath of the Oglala Lakota Nation winning it, representing the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Heat race number two was very competitive. Blackfoot Nation from Browning, Montana, Young Money with rider Miles Murray and his three team members finishing second. Awasopsie Express from Browning, Montana finished first. Your leader, Chris Carlson, as the jockey. In the 11 through 12-year-old junior relay racing, we saw Crazy Pony with rider Rowdy Moccasin, Sheridan Ellsworth, Robert SpongeBob, and Timberlake winning it. That was a very exciting race for the 11 through 16-year-olds. Montana's Blackfoot Tribe from Browning, Montana, White Calf Team won second in horse race number five. With six teams, there are 24 men and 18 horses on the track at one time. It's wild. River Road from Crow Agency, Montana, claimed the win in heat race number five. In the 10 and under kids race that received a standing ovation, the Huggs brothers, Kingston and Muggsy, along with Joseph Smells and Chance Three Irons, on their ponies, won first, representing Absalaga Express. A very exciting race concluding the night with relay race number six. Rides a Pretty Horse from Billings, Montana, finished second, and Blackfoot Team from Browning, Montana, Isaiah Crossguns, the jockey, and Star School, winning the final race of the night. Gary Fellers, the director of PIRA, welcome.
Thank you, Randy.
This is a very exciting night and a very exciting weekend with a world champion crowned at the end of four performances.
Yes, it sure is. We have teams from all over the country here, fans from all over the country and world here.
We have Indian relay racing. For someone that's never seen it, please describe it.
Organized mayhem.
That describes it pretty good.
And the thing about relay is it's always exciting. I mean, that's why fans love it so much. It's just really unpredictable, nonstop, exciting action.
We would like to thank you for your heart and your effort. And maybe if you would mention a little bit about the mission statement. It's more than just hard grind competition of the Professional Indian Horse Racing Association.
Yes, it is. You know, our kind of the dream and the vision of PIRA that's shared by the directors and the volunteers that put this on is that this can become a positive economic model, but also in a broader sense provide a path to prosperity and away from depression and alcohol and drugs.
That's words of our champion, Gary Fellers, the director of the Professional Indian Horse Racing Association. This is the first of three NV1 special reports. We'll see the Indian National Finals Rodeo in November and the Wrangler National Finals in Las Vegas in December. This report is presented by Wrangler. Long live Indians! Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, and by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.